Thank you for the introduction, and good morning, everyone. My name is Yinmei from Michigan State University, working with Dr. Emily Merowitz on creeping bandgrass turf physiology. The presentation that I'm going to talk about today is titled Polyimide Content Regulation Associated with Thought Stress in Creeping Bandgrass. Why creeping bandgrass? Because creeping bandgrass is a widely used golf course putting green species. It's also used as a livestock forage for wildlife. As a putting green species, it requires a high maintenance, which includes rolling, mowing, cultivation, and irrigation. Talking about the irrigation, high quality water is becoming increasingly scarce due to limited resources and increasing amount of population. So a lot of strategies have been implemented to conserve water. One of the strategies is to use recycled water as a new source of irrigation. But the problem of using this type of water is that it contains a high content of salt, which can cause damage to our plants. As we can see from this picture, research conducted under 4.2 decimeters of salinity level and on perennial ryegrass, and almost 80% of the plants were damaged. So in this project, we would like to see how creeping bandgrass interact with salt. And another thing that is plant hormones that involved in abiotic stress. One of the plant hormones that is polyimide, which includes putrescine, spermidine, and spermine, which derive from arginine, ornithine, and decarboxylated methionine. And as we can see from this graph, that under research conducted under salinity conditions can induce putrescine and spermine production, and also a spermidine induced unknown sensor, which people are still working on, can induce spermidine mediated protein kinase to induce more downstream gene regulations. So, and also in the mutant and transgenic plants, with altered activities of polyimide showed the involvement polyimide in abiotic stress is in rice, tobacco, and Arabidopsis. And here is a picture that transgenic plants with polyimide biosynthetic genes showed not significant differences with the control under drought conditions. So in order to study the downstream gene regulations by involving of the polyimide, we first need to know how endogenous polyimide content changes under salt stress conditions of the plants. So our objective is to evaluate the turf performance, physiological health, nutrient changes, and polyimide content of creeping bandgrass under different levels of salinity. The materials in this project we used are two creeping bandgrass cultivars. One is the Pencross and the other one is SLT. Pencross is considered as a salt sensitive cultivar, and SLT is a salt tolerant, moderately tolerant cultivar. And the seeds were obtained from Oregon Seeds Research Station, and we seeded all those plant, all the seeds in a 4x4-inch square pot in a greenhouse, and then we established with full canopy, and then moved them to a growth chamber with four replications in a randomized complete block design. And then a stepwise increase of salinity from 12 decisimen to 24 decisimen, increasing by 4 decisimen in each week. And the whole process was conducted for 10 weeks. And then we evaluated their turf performance, turf quality, NDVI, nutrient changes, and polyimide content in SAMS. And then the data was finally analyzed in SAS for ANOVA. As we can see the results, the top row of the pictures are Pencross, and the lower row is the SLT. As we can see that the no-treatment plants are healthy and green, and as we increase the salinity to 20 decisimen and 24 decisimen, the plants, the chlorophyll content is decreasing, and more yellowish and color are showing, and less recovery of the growth, as we can see also. Then coming to the turf quality ratings, which based on the uniformity, color, and the density of the grass. And as we can see here, the graph, the y-axis is the turf ratings we took based on 1 through 10. And then the x-axis is the weeks after salt treatment corresponds to different salinity level. As we can see that after 5 weeks, which is 16 decimens of salinity level, the turf quality decreased compared to the control. Here is the top line are control, and then the other two are salt treated plants. And then the turf green fluorescence defined by NDVI didn't show significant differences between two cultivars, while the salt-treated plants at 24 decisiemens, the color decreased significantly at 24, as we can see at 10 weeks at the end of the treatment. And then we measured the shoot and root biomass of those two cultivars on, after the experiment. No significant two cultivars are producing similar shoot biomass, while the salt-treated plants were significantly decreased on their shoot biomass. On the root biomass, Pancross and the SLT two cultivars. Pancross was producing higher, significantly higher amount of root biomass than the SLT, but as the salt-sensitive cultivar of Pancross, its root production declined significantly than the SLT. So then we choose 3, 5, 10 weeks as the time points to evaluate the nutrient changes after salinity treatment. So as we can see that as we increase the salinity level, and the sodium content accumulation inside of the leaves are significantly increasing under salt stress, and especially at 24 decisiemens, Pancross as a salt-sensitive cultivar was accumulating significantly higher amount of sodium content. Due to this salt stress conditions, a lot of essential nutrient uptake was inhibited. So we measured the calcium content, and we can see that as we increase the salinity level, the calcium content decreased significantly, and the salt stressed plants decreased significantly more than the control plants. And then the potassium content maintained high on moderate salt stress, but decreased significantly at 24 decisiemens, which is a severe salinity level to the plants. Then we would like to see how plant hormone polyamine is involved and how it changes under salt stress conditions. First, we look at the Pancross cultivar, and we see the y-axis is the nanomole content of the polyamine, and x is the salt stress after weeks. And as we can see from the graph, that putrescine production was higher than the control plants. At 24 decisiemens, the salt-treated plants had significantly higher amount of putrescine production than the control. For the spermidine production, it was suppressed under salt stress, as we can see the green line, and it decreased as we increased the salinity level, and especially at 20 severe salinity level, its production was significantly inhibited. Well, for the spermine production, it was not statistically higher than the control plants under salt stress, but its production under moderate stress, it was still higher than the control plants. And at 24 severe stress conditions, it was inhibited. And look at the SLT, the moderately salt-tolerant cultivar. No significant differences were detected between treatments. Well, for the spermidine production, it's similar to the Pancross cultivar. It was inhibited, and its production under salt stress was lower significantly under at the severe salinity conditions. And then for the spermium production in SLT, still it was not statistically significant, but its production is still higher on the salt stress than the control. So as a summary of this project, turf quality decreased after 16 decisiemen of salinity level, but no differences were detected between two cultivars, and the NDVI decreased due to salt stress at 24 decisiemen, and no significant differences between two cultivars. And due to this salt stress of salinity to the plants, and the essential nutrient uptake was inhibited. Calcium content maintained high and decreased after stress, salt stress, and potassium content decreased significantly after severe stress. And for the polyamine production, for the salt-sensitive cultivar, putrescine and spermine production was induced under salt stress, and spermine production is induced on the moderately tolerate cultivars in SLT. And based on the scale, spermidine and spermine production in SLT are higher than the pancreas. So as we can see, this results that because due to the induction of polyamine content under salt stress, we would like to conduct some future work by using polyamine as an exogenous application application of polyamine to mitigate salt stress and to study polyamine biosynthesis and regulation related gene expressions under salt stress, as well as study some other endogenous plant hormone interact with polyamine under salt stress. And finally, I would like to acknowledge the funding support from Project Green and Michigan Turfgrass Foundation and the designing of this project, my advisor, Dr. Emily Merowitz, and help from Dr. Vijaya, Kevin, Lucia, and Stephanie, as well as Michigan State University. And thank you all for your attentions, and I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
So you said you had a salt-tolerant one and
salt-sensitive.
And yeah. Salt-sensitive one. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see a lot of differences in above ground. Or I said that you didn't see differences between the two.
SLT is it's a moderately salt-tolerant, not completely very tolerant a cultivar. So, but in salt-tolerant cultivar, it's still, the polyamine production is still higher than the salt-sensitive cultivar.
The biomass,
both two cultivars are similar, but the root biomass, the pancreas is salt-sensitive, it's higher than the tolerant, but it decreased more after salt stress than the salt tolerant cultivar. So that's.
And have you any idea what is the kind of mode of action, the mechanism by which it can tolerate the salt better?
For these two cultivars, pancreas is more like erect type grow higher, and the other one they tiller more, they produce more tillers to recover after stress. So that's how they interact to be more salt tolerant. And also we would like to see how polyamine is involved in their tolerance also.
Okay.